71 degrees, 735. Cloudy skies on this Thursday morning on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. If you miss one of our interviews, we invite you to go to our website, and that is 1320WILS.com. We post all of our interviews there, and you can take a listen for anything that you might miss. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with the Reverend Ira Edwards. Reverend, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Tell us about Michigan Voices, MPV.
Michigan Prophetic Voices. It's part of a larger organization that is coming together. We came together in November of last year in New Orleans, from all across the country, and decided that we needed to speak power and truth to some of the powers that are be from a biblical standpoint. So we came together from all over the state, and in April 26th of this year, we had a clergy meeting in Lansing where we had 110 pastors, clergy from all across the state, from different religions, Islam, Unitarian, Christian, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, all, to address those issues that seem to disenfranchise or give voice to those that don't have a voice.
What issues are at the forefront of your agenda?
Right now, it's youth violence, education, and the poverty, foreclosure, issues right now.
And what do you say to folks who say, you know what, Reverend, we appreciate these great efforts, but we must keep a separation of church and state?
They don't understand that the Declaration of Independence was, the Constitution, everything was formed in a church. They were having that meeting in a church. So the Bible that we all pretty much read, whether it's the Quran or all of them, say that we need to speak, so do those things that fix record levels of poverty and mass incarceration, widespread academic achievement gaps, joblessness, homelessness, unemployment, and other pressing issues impacting our people. And if I could, I'd like you to read to you our narrative that we have from the Michigan Prophetic Voices. Now, we have, as I said, all over the nation, there are 27 states that we have started the Prophetic Voices in. We're part of a national organization from PICO, People Improving Community Through Organizing. And our narrative is this: as clergy, we regularly witness the manifestation of the injustices in our society. Because God has called prophets in ancient times as record in Scripture and throughout the ages, we are called to speak a word of truth to those in power in governmental and society. We believe that we are both taking responsibility for our own well-being and our neighbors in need. We must care for and protect the most vulnerable of our citizens. We envision a society in which all contribute their fair share. We expect a government as good as our people, a government that works for everyone. And we pledge to teach, preach, and organize to unify people of faith around quality education, jobs, and economic justice, safety, and any other issues relevant to the public discourse. We challenge our elected leaders from both parties to put the needs of families and communities ahead of short-term political calculus and special interests. We envision a state in which there is equitable access to wealth, including jobs, safe neighborhoods, and a climate of open dialogue on all issues of common concern. It's kind of, Tony, where we're headed that way. We're trying to speak power to those that are in power to make sure that everyone gets a fair share.
You know, Reverend Edwards, there seems to be a rift between those who work hard, who feel they've earned their fair share, and then those of who want their fair share but haven't earned it, haven't worked for it yet. What do you think about that?
Well, the Bible says you don't work, you don't eat. So the thing is that we are not trying to give a handout to people, but give a hand up. We do not want to expect, we do not expect to just be able to just hand out or something, hand out for something or someone. We just want people to have fair chance to receive access to those things. We expect people to work. We expect them to be able to do something. And so that's not an issue. We just want to have a level playing field.
Reverend, we had a counselor on who focuses on issues about young males, and she said she's worried about young males. This is a topic which kind of really caught my eye. I was raised in a single-parent home without a father in the home, and my mom did the best she could. This counselor believes that until we address males, these young males, especially without a father in the home, that the word we're doomed to struggle as a society, and she believes that this is going to take a couple generations. What do you think about that?
Well, we have I kind of agree with her, but to some degree. But you have you were raised by a single family, but you didn't turn out bad, did you?
Well, it was a struggle, though. I'm still working on it.
So the thing is that the society and also the community has to get back in, because when you ask anyone, are they afraid of the police, no one will tell you they're afraid of police. But you ask them, are you afraid of your mother, and they'll tell you real quickly, yes. Because mother said, when mother says something, that's what it means. So we have to do that, and it takes a village to raise a family. You just can't be so isolated that you just don't care about your neighbor. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do. I recently, even though I'm a father of six and grandfather of 11, great-grandfather of three, I went recently and joined the Big Brothers because I wanted to give something back. And that's one of the things that we have to learn, is that we have to do all that we can. We can't just say, well, I've done my share, I'm going to go back and rest now. And I kind of agree with it. We do have to come together as a community to help bring it back. But I don't know if it's three generations. We've some trouble recovering the present generation, but right now we need to start working on the next generation.
Reverend, what do you tell the person that says, well, Reverend, I'd love to do that, but my family's doing well and I'm working and I don't even have time for myself? How am I going to find time for this? Why should I do this? What would you tell that person?
Well, the thing is that do unto the least of these. If you have not done unto the least of these, you do it as unto me, and that's what the Bible teaches. And that's why we're talking about prophetic voices. The Bible tells us that when you do those things to the least, those that need it the most. Now, we don't have to spend a lot of time. Sometimes it just takes a kind word. Sometimes it just takes a hug from a adult to tell somebody that, you know, I think you're going to be all right. You're going to be good. You need to work harder. People really, all they want to know is, do you care for them? And that's the big thing that we have to understand, is that a lot of people, y'all, the youngsters, don't have that caring in the homes now that they used to have. We don't sit down and eat dinner anymore. We have our special rooms, and we act like gerbils. We end up getting our food, and everybody goes back to their room where they can play with their TV, their Xbox, and all the other stuff, instead of around and having a family. We've got to restore some of those family traditions and values back.
We had a Stephanie Butler, who works for Trinity Church here in Lansing. She told me, you don't have to be a person of faith. If you have goodwill, if you're a person of goodwill, you could still join in and help.
That's correct. And that's all you need. You don't have to be that, but it teaches you a little bit more on how to approach those and do those things. Now, when we talk about a person of faith, you have faith when you want to go out and do something for someone. We all agree that in the FACT, which is the group that I'm part of, Plain Area Congregations Together, and the Michigan Organizing Collaborative, have started putting the prophetic voices together. We have racial and we have ethnical and religious differences across the board, but you would have been amazed to just see how we came together to address some of these issues. It was amazing.
All right, Reverend, Prophetic Voices is going to be meeting next week. Tell us about it.
Yes, we're having our second meeting at 9 o'clock at the Lansing Center. From 9 to 12, we will have breakfast, and then we will have our meeting. And we're still putting it together, forming a steering committee, and we're going to be looking at some of those issues that I just spoke about, putting our vision mission together so that we can be able to be unified. It was invigorating to see Islams and all of these together at tables talking. And this is the first time that I've heard a group of pastors say that they didn't have enough time to spend together.
We've been talking with Reverend Ira Edwards, who's with Michigan Prophetic Voices. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
And thank you, Tony.
746, 71 degrees on the Thursday morning edition of the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about the economic outlook and what we can do, perhaps, to make it better. We'll do that next on 1320 WILS.